Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see you. I have two questions for you at least. You all ready? Ready? Who knows, without looking, what time it is? Leo's looking around, but I don't know. Who knows? Okay. Who knows of you here what my middle name is? Not Tom either. Or Thomas. You don't know, do you? Well, my middle name is Robert. Now you know. And it doesn't matter what time it is. Sometimes, you ever notice that somebody asks you a question and you don't know what the answer is? Sometimes you do though, don't you? Did you know that God knows a lot? Did you know that? Do you know, see, look at your hair. Everybody touch your hair on your head. Touch your hair and just grab a bunch of it right there. Just grab a bunch. Did you know that God knows which hairs of your head you have grabbed at this time, the numbers of them? He knows how many exactly and which one you pulled out of your head. Yep. He knows that kind of thing. Isn't that amazing? I mean, we can grab some hair, and it's hard to count it. But God knows how many hairs on your entire head. Think about this, too. Did you know that that's in the Bible, right? Did you know that's in the Bible? Should we look that one up? Okay, this is from Matthew chapter 10, verse 30. Okay, listen closely. Matthew 10, verse 30. Listen for the word hair in there, okay? And Jesus is the one speaking here, and he said, "And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered."
Here.
Yeah. There's the hair, and they're numbered. God knows not just how many there are, but the numbers, what they are. Like first, second, third, 50th, 1,000th, 10,000th, whatever. And you know what else? Think about this. God knows everything. And the Bible says that too. Should we look that one up? Let's look this up in Psalm 139, verse 4. And I want you to repeat after me, okay?
Before a word
is on my tongue,
you know it completely.
O Lord. Let's do it again, but I'm going to give you a fewer times to say it. Before a word is on my tongue. You know it completely, O Lord. He's talking to God saying, you know what I'm going to say before I say it. That's what God knows. And therefore, God knows everything about you and you and you and you and you and me. He knows everything about us. He knows what we're going to think. He knows what we're going to say. That's why it's so important for us to be honest before God. Because he knows everything. You know, when I was in junior high in 7th or 8th grade, I can't remember which one it was, and they're probably 7th, I remember realizing that God knew everything. And that was a turning point in my life because I started paying attention to God then. I realized that he knew my thoughts. He knew the bad things that I did. He knew the bad things that I said. Everything. So I was accountable to God. It's an amazing thing. God knows everything. He knows how many hair on your head, the numbers of them. He knows all. Oh, the one about the verse of the stars in the sky. He knows the name of every single star in the sky, even the ones that scientists can't see and haven't labeled yet. God knows every single star because he made them. He made every single atom in those stars. He made everything. We have an awesome God, don't we? That's one of the things I wanted to share. I'm going to share a couple other things later on throughout the weeks. What God is like, how he knows everything. There's a fancy word that we call that describes this. You know what it is? It's omniscience. It has omni and like science together. It means all knowledge. God has all knowledge. Omniscience. If you throw that, use that word with your parents today. Hey, did you know that God is omniscient? There you go. Yeah, we knew that. God knows everything. That's why he should be worshipped too. Let's pray. Thank you, God, very much that you know the number of our hair on our head, and you know the stars in the sky. You know what words are going to be spoken before it's on our lips. You know everything, God, and you are to be worshipped and praised. Help us to do that. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for coming up.